Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion from Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. Paul, who again is in prison, says he's talking to the Philippians about their contribution to helping out with helping him out. And he says, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for," and here's the point, "for I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content." Wow, what an idea that we can be content in whatever situation we find ourselves in. Isn't that exciting to think that God, by the power of the Holy Spirit in our life, can give us the power to be content wherever we are and in all things? And, as I think about contentment, I was thinking about just this past year in our own journey. And by the way, before I share this, I just want to say that some people are going through really big challenges, and they're learning, and they're being content in the midst of that. And inspiring, so encouraging. So many of our friends' stories, but just in our own personal life, as we started out on our 365 day tour, or as leading up to starting out, we were trying to find a motorhome, right, to live in, and we had some experiences that we'll never forget. And it started off with not going all into it, but a belt breaking down the side of the road over the weekend, and a belt breaking and a water pump, and hoping that was the extent of it. Then finding out, no, the whole top end of the motor had to be rebuilt. Then we fixed that. And then the generator goes out at 118 degrees in Death Valley. And then it's like one thing after another, after another. And, it was interesting. I heard God just speaking to me in the midst of it, saying, "Hey, Josh, you wanted to be able to pursue one of the biggest years for us in our business, a 60th anniversary of our company. I wanted to just go all in, all out. And at the same time, I want to have my family with me as we went all in, all out in this exciting time in our company's history. But I wanted to have them with me, right?" And I heard God just saying, "Hey, you wanted to have your family with you, and you wanted to create experiences for them in the midst of, pursuing what you feel called to do with your job and your mission and so forth through our work. And, the best way you can create those moments is through going through hard times and being an example to your kids that you can be content, whether you're at a 5-star hotel or on the beach in Maui or Hawaii, or whether you're broken down the side of the road." And, that was a real good wake-up call, good challenge, good reminder for me that I could choose to be content wherever I'm at. And oftentimes, it's the biggest struggles, the challenging times in our life that really become the great memories of the future, depending upon how we handle it. And, if Paul can talk about that he can be content in all things, whether he's abounding or whether he's, being lost everything and totally humbled and, beaten and left and shipwrecked and all these things. If he can be content, so can I. So can you. We can learn that contentment. And contentment doesn't mean that, again, I think the whole scripture has to be taken in context. It's not to say that there's something holy about, or that we strive after, having nothing and being, as Paul used the word, abased, being left shipwrecked, have nothing, poor and destitute. No, but you know what? We can be content in those times just as well as in the times that we have abundance. Right? And that's the beautiful thing. In both states, we can be content. So there you go. Listen, I hope that you have a super ultra awesome day as you pursue contentment in whatever state that you're in. And if you'd like to listen to other episodes of our quick daily devotion, you can go to beacatalyst.com or subscribe to my podcast at Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark on iTunes. And God bless. Bye-bye.